Good morning, everyone. You are here listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, once again on Wenti Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Oh, it is Monday, as I reach for my calendar, November 24th, 2025. And like I always say, I literally did not know what day it was because I just don't keep track. I just don't. Excuse me. If I sound a little scratchy, like crunchy, my throat, it's because I just spent an entire weekend dancing. And it's 10:06 a.m. right now, just in case anyone wants to know. So thank you for waiting for me. I appreciate that. I appreciate all of you being here with me. So yeah, that's what I was doing this weekend. I had a 3-day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday deep dive, they call it an immersion, into my dance practice, which is, of course, a feminine pole dancing movement practice. And it started with a company called S Factor. And has continued with, you know, some of their teachers who open their own studios. And I've been doing it for 17 years. I know some of you might not know that, so that's why I'm mentioning it. And it is, it's my passion. It's definitely one of my greatest passions. Because I just love it. Anyone who dances knows how lovely dancing is. It's just a great way to express yourself and to really get into your body, especially as a woman, get into your feminine sensuality and your connection to yourself. And the way we do it, especially, is very emotionally driven. And so when you're dancing, or when I'm dancing from my emotions and my sexuality, the dance is completely different than if I were just doing it performatively. And it feels much better, it looks much better, and it has a much different effect on the dancer as well as anyone who might be watching. You know, sometimes we watch each other in class and, you know, we cheer for each other. And other times we dance on our own and we're just very embodied, and it's a wonderful thing. So I do have a little bit of from, I guess, all the activity, just I probably didn't hydrate quite as much as I wanted to. But I did try. I think I did okay. So my voice might be my throat might be a little dry, but, it felt good. It felt so good. I have to admit, I do have some bruises on my body now that I have no idea where they came from. And I, towards the end of yesterday, which was, Sunday, which was the last day of the immersion. I think everyone was feeling kind of on their last legs, so to speak. I know I was. And I was just like, I love this so much, but my body's tired. But we forged on. We did. The teachers put together a wonderful playlist of songs and just let us dance for about 90 minutes straight through. And I danced to almost every song. I think I didn't dance to two of them, but that was fine. I just gave my body a little break when I needed it. But I can't say enough about it. It was just a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And I got to spend time with my best friend, Kat, who I adore, and I actually would have liked to have spent more one-on-one time with her, but that's kind of challenging when you're in a dance setting. But I did get to spend time with a lot of very lovely ladies, and I so appreciate all of them. And I really feel like we all had like the best time, and there was laughing and yelling and crying and all the emotions, because when we dance, our in this particular practice, we dance all 10 of the basic emotions. See if I can remember some of them. Anger, sadness, we call them different things in our practice, which is why I'm hesitating, plus my the brain. How my brain works on Monday morning is sometimes a little wonky, but fear, disgust or discernment. What else? Let's say bliss, lust. There are just a whole lot of emotions that can be danced through the body. All the emotions can be danced through the body, because our body is our vehicle. And it's also our barometer of everything, how we feel, how we move, and everything that we feel gets filtered through our body. So it's really important that if you're feeling some type of way, you want to let those feelings flow through you, and you want to transmute them. You don't want to let them get stuck in your body, especially if they are, if it's an emotion like fear or sadness. You don't want to ever let that get stuck in your body, or grief, you know. And I would go so far as to say, you know, you don't want to hold on to anything, because once you start holding on to something, it can't flow. So even something like joy. Yes, we always want to feel joy. Who doesn't? But to feel the joy fully and allow it to flow through you fully, that's the whole point. It's not like you're letting it go. It's just you're really feeling it. You want to feel whatever you're feeling. And that's the whole point. Because if you're actually feeling the emotion, it's not going to get stuck inside you. And it's not going to cause you illness. Because that's what stuck emotion can do. If it's negative emotion, you know, I hate to say negative, but excuse me, one second. Like the darker emotions, like sadness and grief, that's a heavy emotion. You know, if it's a heavy emotion, you don't want it getting stuck anywhere in your body. You want to allow it to transmute itself. And by allowing ourselves not to push away our emotions, but to actually feel them and sometimes take a little bit of a dive into them for a minute, you know? And when I say a minute, sometimes I mean, you know, more than a minute, however long it takes. You know, it could be an hour, a day, whatever you need to really feel what you're feeling. I mean, if someone in your family passes and you're very, very grief stricken, it's going to take a lot longer than like a day to get over that and let it integrate all of the sensations and all of the feelings and emotions that are going to go through your physical body, because your physical body feels it. It's not just in your head, you know, even though that's part of your physical body. But you want to actually feel and acknowledge that emotion and allow it to not consume you, but allow it to flow through you. And whatever that is that you're feeling that needs to be released, once you're feeling it fully and you allow yourself to go there, you'd be surprised how much more quickly it flows out. Like even if you take a moment, there's a good tool I love that once you feel a feeling fully, Say that 10 times fast. Once you feel a feeling fully, it often passes within like 90 seconds in that moment. Like if you're feeling a really deep emotion in the moment and you just allow yourself to feel it, a lot of times I have found that in 90 seconds, you feel a little better and sometimes a lot better. And then when the emotion rises again, you do it again. You allow yourself to feel it. And like I said, usually, you know, not more than a couple minutes, it will lessen because it will legitimately, energetically flow right through your body. And it doesn't take very long to do that. Like I said, it takes about 90 seconds usually. And they've done studies on this. It's very interesting. But that's a great tool. And most people don't realize that if you just go there, like let yourself fucking go there. You know, it's an uncomfortable place. Absolutely. But if you let yourself go there for just, you know, a minute or two even, and just feel what you've been trying to push away, you feel better after. And then if it comes up again, you do it again. You just keep going through the shedding of the layers of emotion. And that's how you do it. So let me go over to the Facebook chat. Excuse me. No, I feel really good this morning though. I feel kind of stiff a little bit and sore, but my body's acclimating nicely. I feel like I probably want to go get some sort of body work like acupuncture or massage. Something's happening here. Oh, someone's trying to call me. But I do feel like my body could use some attention. So maybe I'll have a friend come over and give me a massage. That would be nice. I haven't done that in a while. And I do have someone I know who I think would be very happy to give me a massage right now. So that'll be nice. And for free, especially. So it's always good when you have a friend who knows how to do massage for free. My body does need some loving care. And I'm going to give her that. And I'm going to take very good care of her today. I'm going to eat very well. And I must say, I didn't eat like I normally would because three full days. I mean, I was there from morning till night. I'm not lying. Well, Sunday it was Saturday it was a little bit later, but still it was, they were full days. They were like 8-hour days. And I didn't eat or hydrate as I usually do. So that's going to be what I'm focusing on today too. Cause I am a very, very good curator of my body and how she feels. And I say she because she is a feminine body. So I really want to take good care of her. And I really want all of you to take good care of your bodies too. So some of the ways I do that are by eating healthy and hydrating, movement, and, you know, any way that feels good to me. I follow my body. If my body feels like she needs more sleep, I will sleep. I will try my best to sleep more. Sometimes I don't succeed, but I try. I do my best. And I have to say, I got pretty good sleep last night. I feel good this morning. So I hope all of you are feeling good this morning. And I probably dropped a couple of pounds over the last 3 days just because of, one, all the movement and all the activity, and two, I was basically eating protein bars all weekend. And they're high in protein and high in fat, and they don't have a lot of carbs. So I can see the difference in my abs this morning. I can see my abs pretty clearly. I mean, I usually can, but they're even more defined this morning, which I love. I love my muscles. That's why I love to take care of my body, because it takes such good care of me. I think we all should do that. And this is all part of loving yourself. You know, people wonder, you know, how do I love myself more? Well, taking care of your body is a big part of it. Taking care of your spirit is a big part of it. And truthfully, my dance practice takes great care of my spirit, because the mind and the spirit and the body are all one. They're not separate. They work together. And it's easy to forget that sometimes, but it's important to remember. So let me go over to Facebook. Go to your device. And I'm doing it right now. And go to 12radio.com. And on the left side, you will see some options, and one of them is chat. So hit chat. That will take you right over into the 12 Radio Facebook page, where if you're not a member of the group yet, pardon me, you can join the group and you will be let in. And then once you're a member of the group, or if you already are, just scroll down to my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And you'll see me, my bright, shiny, smiling face. And let's see who's here today. All right. Edward, you made it. All right. Edward says, he feels the not knowing what date is. Yeah, that's very true. But Edward, you're a man-gen, you're a manifesting generator. And you're a masculine energy, so, although you have a good mix of feminine too. But I actually feel for you that a little bit of structure would be really good for you. I do. I hope that you can get some more of that structure soon. I really feel like that would help you. Okay, just some random thoughts I'm having. Okay, Edward says, my question for you this Thanksgiving week is, what are you thankful for? Oh gosh, how long do you have? I am so grateful for so many things, Edward. I mean, I'll start with you, Edward. One of the things I'm incredibly grateful for is having you in my life. Because of all the lovely ways that you have shown up for me. You have, and I know you know what I'm talking about. I'm grateful for my best friend, Kat. I'm grateful because of the fact that I even found a best friend who is as amazing as she is. At this stage of my life, especially, I'm not going anywhere yet, folks. Don't take that the wrong way. Not that I know of, anyway. But we don't live forever. And I mean, let's face it, I'm most certainly in the last half of my life, you know, the second half of my life, we'll say. And who finds a best friend? Like, at this stage, I feel grateful. Very, very grateful. I am grateful for the wonderful people in my life who help me when I need help. Excuse me one sec. I am grateful for my healthy body, you know, which granted is not in perfect health up till now, but I can deal with it. I'm dealing with it and it's healing. In the healing process. And other than that, I'm grateful I get to go dance on a pole as often as I do. I'm grateful for my strength. I'm very grateful for this body of mine, and I'm grateful for the beauty it holds. And I'm grateful that I'm here on the radio, able to share what I know with all of you so that it can help you too. I'm extremely grateful for that. I'm grateful that Mark has this, this radio station and invites us to bring our gifts. And I'm grateful for my gifts. I'm grateful for spirit, number one, because without spirit, I would have nothing. I don't know how people who, I don't know how atheists do it. I know it's their journey, and I fully believe in giving everyone the dignity of their process, but I don't know how atheists manage without knowledge of a higher power or a higher self. I just don't know. I see it happen, and I see the struggles, and I just know it's a lot easier when you know that spirit has your back. I do. And I don't say that in a judgmental way at all. It's really observational. And it's very interesting to me to see how different everyone is in many different ways. You know, thoughts and opinions and everything. But I'm grateful every day for my connection with spirit. And I'm so grateful that I'm a human design projector. When I found that out, I was overjoyed. I was really happy about it. Some people, when they find out they're a projector, they're not happy about it. And I get that. But thankfully, I was, and I am, because it just feels very natural for me to be a natural guide and to impart knowledge. It just does. And since I feel what I feel about everybody and everything, it's helpful to be invited to share what I know. I had a conversation with a very dear, lovely friend, female friend, just the other day, Friday morning, right before the immersion. And, you know, she was unhappy with her relationship, very unhappy, and trying to figure out how to disentangle herself. And at first I felt, because I wanted to share what I felt for her, the information that I had for her, I wanted to share it. And I could feel that, I could feel that she was listening, but I wasn't sure if she was really hearing. But, you know, I offered what I could. I hoped that it landed somewhat. I wasn't sure. But she seemed to take it well, and you know what I could share. I had so much more to share, but I'm not going to foist it on anyone if they're not asking. And it didn't seem like in that moment she could fully take it in. But turns out, they say a projector's energy can shift things, and I feel like that's kind of what happened. And also, There were three of us there. It wasn't just me and her. There were three of us. And my other friend, the third friend, also shared some very, very wise wisdom. I will call it wisdom because that's what it was, with our friend who was having the problem. And I feel like all that combined really made a difference for her, because I got a text from her the next day, or later that day, or the next day, I forget. The weekend has kind of been a blur in some ways, but I did get a message from her saying that what I told her made a difference, and she thanked me. So I got my confirmation that it, yes, it actually did land. Yes, it made her open her channels and really see what was happening in this shitty situation that she was in. And she was able to start making some changes towards that. And that gave her, and I had given her the encouragement to do that. So I was happy. I was happy that it landed. And it always makes me happy when people take my advice. It does. Because I don't want to say like I'm a know-it-all, but if I tell you something, I pretty much know what I'm talking about because I feel it. And it, I can't help it. It's just undeniable. It's like I'm not trying to shove anything down anyone's throat or sound like a know-it-all. Honestly, I'm not. But it can come off that way. I know that. But that's why I love getting affirmation that, you know, what I said was helpful, like I did from this particular friend. So that was a good thing. Let me go back to the Facebook chat. Excuse me. Hey, Rob. I always want to lengthen the sound of your name. I don't know why. So those are just some of the things I'm grateful for, Edward. I'm grateful for my psychic ability. I'm grateful for my intuition. I'm grateful for so much. I'm grateful for, that I have the ability to take care of myself financially. And I'm always welcoming in more abundance, always. That's a flow too. That's something that if you hold on to it tightly, it stops flowing. And as much as I try to tell people this, it's tough. It's a tough lesson to learn often. Because I know that when you feel like you're not really having abundance, you don't want to let the abundance that you have, you know, or the money that you have, you don't want to let it go because you're afraid you're not going to get more. But that's actually antithetical to what you want. Because if you give what it is that you need to receive or that you want to receive, that's when you receive it. There's like a spiritual law that actually says, give what you want to receive. And if that's money, it doesn't have to be a lot of money. If you only have a little bit of money, then give someone a little money. And in the giving of the money, you will receive more money. I've tried this and it actually does work. It really, really does. Yeah, I mean, I just know everything I talk about is usually from personal experience. I don't just make things up and, you know, pull them out of my hat or tell you, oh, you know, this thing is true just because I heard it. No. I mean, if I hear something, I'll say this is what I heard. But if I say something is true, it's because I've more than likely experienced it already. So the abundance thing, I just know that is how it works. It has to flow in and out. You have to allow it to flow in and out. And if there's something that you're thinking about that you really want, don't hold back on giving it to yourself just because you feel like, oh, it's too expensive. Because that shows the universe that you think you're not worthy of having good things. Where, you know what? I'll even tell you, personally, I did that to myself. Even knowing everything I know, I did it to myself earlier this year. And I don't know why. It's crazy. Probably some underlying, you know, limiting belief that I wasn't aware was there, but now I know. excuse me. So what I did was, there was this course that, like, one of my favorite teachers was giving, not my USM teachers, but another teacher. His name is Jeffrey. He was giving this course, and it was $1,500. And for some reason, I didn't sign up for it. And I love him, and I don't remember why I didn't sign up for it. But I think I just felt like it might have been too big an investment for me in my comfort zone at that point. This was only like back in, it was the early part of the year, like April, I think. And I don't know. Something said, no, you get Jeffrey for free twice a week. That's good enough. But God darn it, why didn't I fill myself up with something that I love so much, someone that I love so much, and someone who gives me exactly the kind of energy that I strive to give other people and that I really love for myself? Why did I deny myself that? For money? I look back now and I'm like banging my head on the wall. Like, I should have taken that course. I should have taken that course. I regret it. Honestly, I'm going to say that right now. And yet I know everything is perfect. And I know that, I know that he'll probably do it again. I'm crossing my fingers. And I'm going to be the first one in line, let me tell you. Because I'm not missing it again. I keep hearing how great it is from other people. And that is not going to slip through my fingers a second time. No way. So I don't care. They can have my $1,500. Because I am doing it out of a place of love for myself and what I am going to receive, because I am fucking worth it. And that's all there is to it. And you're fucking worth it. So if there's something that you want and you're denying yourself right now because you feel like you can't afford it, but you have the money, or you can get the money, or you're just not sure how you'll get the money, but you're trusting in God that it will show up, because it will. Put that money down and spend the thing, spend on the thing that you want, because it will show up for you. And I just saw this happen in another person's life, who I'm not going to name only because I want to respect their privacy. I just saw this happen in someone I love very much, their life, you know. Same thing. She went and, you know, trusted the universe, and boom, money landed in her lap. Out of nowhere. She didn't expect it. She had no clue. It came through, you know, a channel that she would never have thought. And I'm laughing because I just love how spirit works. I love it. I love the way spirit takes care of us when we take care of ourselves. And this is why I focus on taking care of myself so fucking well. Because I am God, literally, in a body. I am Christ consciousness. You are too. And we are in these bodies, and we don't even realize the depth of our souls and who we are, these infinite beings. And we treat ourselves like shit sometimes. And it really, really upsets me that we don't love ourselves the way we should. And I want everybody to love themselves the way I am learning to love myself, because I hold myself, my body, my spirit, my everything in the highest regard. And I will not settle for anything less than what I deserve. And I want you to take that in too. No matter who you are, if you are in a physical body right now, you are deserving of having what it is that you want and what it is that you need. the things that make you feel good. Because like Abraham says, when we feel good, everything is better. Everything happens. We manifest easily. The key is feeling good in our bodies, as good as possible. Granted, we don't always feel that great in our bodies, but it's our focus that's important. Focus on what makes you happy. Focus on what does make you feel good. Even if you're, you know, you have physical pain or something like that, try and do your best to focus on helping yourself and doing what would make you feel good. Go get a massage if you're sore. You know, even if you think you can't afford it, take care of your body. That money will come back. I promise you. I don't make empty promises, and I can promise you that. You just have to believe what I'm saying, and you have to feel that it's true, because it is. Do not ever disregard yourself. You are so worthy. So fucking worthy. Okay. So, yeah, that's the depth of my gratitude. And there's so many things I'm so grateful for that I have not mentioned. Family and friends, throughout my whole life, you know, the people I encounter, great teachers, good food, everything I need, the supplements that help me keep my body healthy, and people who step in when I really need help. The way spirit provides everything I need. It's incredible. I mean, that's the basis of everything I'm grateful for. You know, God, spirit, my higher power. Everything that I have that I'm grateful for comes from God. God is my supply. So it makes it a whole lot easier when you remember that. You know, something leaves your life that you thought you needed. Like a job, say you get fired or something, or you have to leave for some reason. You know, if it's meant to be, and you know it, and you have to, you know, you're like, I just can't do this anymore. Then you have to shift it, and God will support you. You know, the divine is not called the divine for no reason. It's powerful. It's divine. Spirit is right there, supporting you in every single way. Excuse me. So yeah, I see, gosh, thousands, millions of things that I'm grateful for in my life. So many things. Every day, there's something to be grateful for. Something, usually something new. But even if it's not new, I'm still grateful for it. I'm grateful for a lot of old stuff too that's been with me for so long. Like, I want to say like my body, but I didn't want to like call my body old because I don't think of my body that way. My body is very youthful, actually. And I'm grateful for that too. Yeah. So let's go back to the chat because I'm sure I haven't even said hello to most of you. Okay. I'll make sure I'm on the right day here. Okay. Edward says, I have plenty of time to hear of life's good graces. Ah, well, thank you. I appreciate you listening. And Edward says, and I am thankful for you too. Thank you, Edward. I take that in. I really receive that. And I know that it's true. I know you're being very sincere with me. Okay. Pamela. Hello. Thank you for the heart. Hey, Kat. Kat says, good morning. It is a good morning. It really is. And I hope it is for everyone. Hey, Renee. Kat says, I would love a card pulled, something to support me or a reminder during this month. Okay. I'm going to have to go in the other room and get my cards because I didn't bring them in the bathroom where I am right now because it's quiet, but I'm going to go get them. Oh yeah, Rob says, a good friend who does massage is a good friend indeed. That's the truth, Rob. It really is. All right, let me carry you into the other room where I can grab my cards. And it's noisy out here, so we're not staying out here very long. Grab my cards. Oh, whoops. I have two of the decks mixed up together. That's not good. How did that happen? All right. Okay. Oh, it's so nice. Wow. It's really warm. It's warm in my house. I don't know about outside, but it looks like it is. Okay. Let me get situated again. Great. So this card is for Kat. And as I always say, if this card feels resonant for anyone else, it's probably for you too. So listen carefully. Right. I find I shuffle the cards best when my hands are a certain level of sweaty, but not over the room. Right now they're a little sweaty. Let's see if anything pops out for you, Kat. My lovely cat, who I had so much fun with this week. And I miss already. Okay, yes, this card is popping out for you, Kat. Okay. The card I pulled for Kat is the Angel of Support. What? Oh my God. You know, I can't make this stuff up. I cannot. The Angel of Support, Kat. The universe has heard your silent call for help. All right, let's see what else Spirit has to say. And what did you just ask for, right? Support. I'm telling you, these cards, they're something else. Spirit is something else. So let's see what it says. Angel of Support. It's a real short one. The universe has heard your silent call for help and has sent an angel to support and guide you through the current circumstances. Oh, I feel like I'm going to cry. Your financial and emotional well-being is about to take a turn for the better through an unexpected blessing or sudden change in fortune that is soon to come your way. Really take that in. Wow, I have chills. Surrender all fear and anxiety to God and trust. The universe is conspiring to help you. Emotional, spiritual, and material support come through a seemingly chance encounter with someone new or through an unexpected offer. Stop worrying. It literally says that, stop worrying. So that's what the card has to say for you, Kat. I think that's a damn good message. And I don't think it could have been more perfect, really, considering you just asked for something to support you and you got the Angel of Support stepping right in. So that is wild. I love that so much. Oh, good Lord. Okay. As they say, I'm not even sure this is appropriate, but this word comes to mind, and I'm not Jewish, but it's like I think a Yiddish word. I'm verklempt. It just feels right in the moment. Maybe someone who knows what that word actually means can tell me, because I have an idea of what it feels like it means, but I'm not exactly sure. Or even if I'm saying it right, verklempt. But I've heard people say it here and there, and I sort of vibe into it, what it means. So let me go back to the chat and see what's happening. If anybody has any questions, you know, I know we're almost at the end of the ship. We have like 5 minutes, but I can answer a simple question probably. Or if anybody wants a card pull, I can probably do that too. All right. Or if you just want to tell me what you're thankful for, that's okay too. Yeah, Pamela says, I have to honor my body more than I have been. It's true. It's really true. I feel like it's pretty accurate for most people, though. I do. I don't think you're alone, Pamela. But yes, please, do yourself a favor. Do your body a favor and please take good care of your body. It's really important. Like, it houses your soul. What could be more important, right? Okay. And Renee says, happy Thanksgiving for everyone in the States. Thanks, Renee. I didn't realize you weren't here. Where are you? Are you in Canada? I actually did not know. I believe Tara is in Canada. She's not here in the chat right now that I know of. Hold on, this is all messed up. You have to hit all comments, and I forgot to do that. Otherwise, I won't see all of you. Okay. Oh, yeah, Kat. She says, I love your joy and excitement for the card pull. Yeah. My joy and excitement about this card is, like, beyond. I'm very excited. Because I just love how perfect it is. I mean, really. How much more perfect could that have been? You asked for support. You got support. The angel of support. I have learned, honestly, through this weekend and also throughout my life, but this weekend really hit it, hit it home for me, that why not? Why not be joyful? Why not be joyful about the good things? Why not get excited? Why not have that happiness in my body? Why not? I love it. It feels good. I'm going to get excited about everything from now on because it just feels so damn good, honestly. So that was one of the things I took away from the workshop this weekend, the immersion, is that I just really love to feel good. I always knew that, but there's a level of joy that I reached this weekend that I don't know that I've ever reached aside from my connection with spirit in certain moments that I have had. That outdoes everything, honestly. But honestly, I think that I was feeling a lot of that in my dance this weekend when I experienced that moment of joy. I just happened to be, I'll share this all with you. I was dancing the emotion of joy and bliss, probably too. But it's hard to describe. But I was in such a high energetic state that the joy was just pouring out of my body. And you could see it in my dance. Everyone saw it. Everyone who was there. And I was dancing near a red light. And just like pouring out my heart, and it was good. It was real good. So, yes, I have, my intention is to take that joy into the rest of my life because it just feels good. And that's what I always want to feel. So I'm going to refresh the chat one more time. And we could just stay here all day and talk about things that we're grateful for. But I actually do have to make room for Serena in just a minute. So I'm going to make sure I didn't miss anyone. And then I will make way for Serena, who's coming up next, and I want you all to stay tuned for her, because she's lovely. Yeah, Kat, she says, you know, I've been believing and trusting in what feels like a brand new way. Absolutely. It's working for you, Kat. Absolutely. Yeah, it was perfect. Absolutely perfect. Oh, okay. Okay, I get it now, Renee. You're in Washington, but you were just saying for everybody here. Yeah, I know. I sometimes think the whole world celebrates Thanksgiving, but they actually don't. It's weird because it's an American holiday. But I hope you all have an amazing Thanksgiving. I hope you have so much to be grateful for. I know I do, and I'm grateful that I have so much to be grateful for. That's probably the main thing. And I want to wish you all a very, very lovely week. Thanksgiving week. And I hope that you all experience some joy this week, especially since it's Thanksgiving week. But I hope you experience joy this week, and I hope you experience it every day, even in the simple things. Because it's a feeling that I never want to let go of. So anyway, you've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, right here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I love you all from the bottom of my heart. Bye, everybody.